The Graves Mountain Festival of Music is a three-day event that draws bluegrass lovers from all over the country.
This is our 18th season, and it's located at Graves Mountain, which is in Superior, Virginia, in Madison County.
Mark Newton is one of the organizers. He and his band perform, and he's producing a recording of the event. Even after 18 years, Newton says,
you know, every year is a new year, and we always try to take a fresh approach and take a look at not only the talent, but try to come up with some different ideas. And, for example, on Thursday, June the 3rd, we have two young people, two sisters called the Church Sisters, that are actually out of Danville, Virginia. And I think they're like 8 and 12, and they sing. They're very mature in terms of their singing, and their pitch is awesome. They sing great harmony, and I think the fans will enjoy them. Then on Saturday, we have Daly and Benson. And Daly and Benson, I think arguably, is probably the hottest group in our business at this time.
The music goes on all day and into the night.
11:30 a.m. and goes to 10:10 at night. And then the first half of the day will be the respective rural rhythm artists with their groups. So we'll have people like the Crow Brothers and Kerry Hassler and Audie Blaylock and Lou Reed and Carolina and the Lonesome River Band and Russell Moore and Third Time Out. That'll take us to about 6 o'clock. And then the second half of the evening, we'll also use that talent, but we'll mix and match with various combinations, which the crowd always seems to enjoy seeing those type of things.
The music you're hearing is by Russell Moore and Third Time Out, also among the performers this year. Newton said the view from the stage always takes his breath away. The festival regularly draws 5,000 people over its 3 days, and he noted there are people of all ages.
I think that at the end of the day, what makes bluegrass music special is because it's a part of our culture. It's a part of America. It's part of the fabric. So music, you can look out into the audience and you can see, you know, 3 generations or 4 generations.
Bluegrass music also, Newton observed, is passed down in families along with other traditions.
They might remember their grandparents, you know, camping. And then as they've gotten older and on their own, they'll do that identical thing. And it's just passed from one generation to the next.
You can learn more online at gravesmountain.com/bluegrass. John Ogle, WCVE News.